all kinds of sexual immorality going on during quote unquote their so called celebrations. Because Moses seems delayed. But there was one group there. In fact, one whole tribe. It was the tribe of Levi, who stand aside. And the tribe earlier was different from the Joshua generation. They stand aside from all the others and they never join this group. So that tells me something. That though although it looks like everybody did it, not everybody did it. It was only a core group who were extremely worthy. But there were the Levites who kept themselves pure. So when Moses came down, in the book of Exodus, chapter 32, Moses was angry, and he says here in verse 27, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let every man put his sword on his side." Now, verse 26 is needed too. Let's read verse 26. Exodus 32, verse 26. "Then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, whoever is on the Lord's side, let him come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him." Now, my friend Marvin Ford, if you read the book On the Other Side by Marvin Ford, it's out of print now, but I think he's trying to get another printer to print it. On the Other Side, when Marvin Ford died, and for a short time, when he died, he was carried into heaven. When he was there, the Lord spoke to him. The Lord gave him one more chance. I know that man, it's my friend. He has come here before, he has come to our church before. Elderly man, he's the first Pentecostal wave. And he said the Lord spoke to him that he's coming. But interesting, the Lord said it this way. The Lord said, "I'm coming for the church." The Lord says, "I'm coming for the church." And I am, this was the way he phrased it. Let me phrase it the exact way. He says, the Lord said to him, "I'll be coming with my church. But before I come with my church, I'll be coming for my church. And before I come for my church, I'll be coming to my church." That's the way. With, for, and to. Of course, with means the coming with him at the second coming to the Mount of Olives, when we will be behind him as he rides on a white horse and he comes and lands. See, we are with him. When he comes for us, it will be the rapture. He comes for us. When he comes to us, it will be when he manifests in the last day revival. The Lord visits his church in the spirit. So the two must come first, then the four, and then the with. Now here you see that Moses came down and says, those who are on the Lord's side, let him come to me. The Lord will visit his church in the last hour. And the call of the covenant of the Levite, that was when the Levites made the covenant. See, that was when the Levite covenant began. When God, through Moses, said, who is on the Lord's side? And the entire tribe of Levites came to Moses' side. When Levite chose the Lord in the last day. That's what Malachi is speaking about in eschatological prophecy. The day will come when our Lord Jesus Christ, He's coming, He's going to come with the church. But before that, he's going to come for the church. And before that, he's going to visit and come to the church. But when he comes to the church in the last hour, before he comes for the church, before the rapture, when he releases the manifestation of the Spirit, that's when the covenant of the Levite begins. The Lord will call the church and say, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let them put away all their worldly things. Let them put away all their lame and their sick and all their unworthy sacrifices." And the Lord says, "Come into the closet and pray 48 hours. Come into the closet and pray 8 hours. It's no more those old days of devotional time. It's the new days of devotional days. The hour is coming, and now it's, and will be made manifest when the people of God will understand that Christianity is not a 1 week thing affair. It's a 24 hours worship and hearing God. The day will come when the church will understand that Sunday stretches from Monday to Saturday. The day will come when the church will understand that the atmosphere that they have in worship in public is the same thing they should carry on in their daily life. The day will come when the church will understand that as they hear the preacher's voice, they will hear his voice from Monday to Saturday, the Lord preaching to them through his word and giving them direction. There will be the beginning of the covenant of the Levi. Why was that covenant? The Lord says, "Who is on the Lord's side?" And when that took place, the Lord separated the entire group of the Levites. And the Lord promised to bless them. The Bible tells us that the Levites became the so-called servants of the priest and the priests. They partake of the priest's blessing. Let's look at the book of Numbers chapter 18. Verse 21. Numbers 18 verse 21. "Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes of Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform for the work of the tabernacle of meeting." Now, what's the covenant of the Levi? The Lord will separate, first of all, the people. Those, everyone is out. Everyone is free from sin in the world, free from Egypt. But the Lord will separate those who have Egypt in their heart and those who don't have Egypt in their heart. And those who are of Levi will say, "Lord, I'm coming on your side." See, the day will come when you have to choose to serve the Lord or to serve Mammon. In no other society except in our modern era is there such a thing as working as a work being capable of absorbing your life. Long ago, work was only a small part of their life. You could be a tent maker and then do a lot of other things. But our society today is so fast paced, our modern era that we are in. Anyway, the dictionary says you can pronounce both ways. So how do you know? I read the dictionary. Era or era. And so we have here, the day will come, as in our days. Where do you find humans today like humans today? Who literally, let me tell you, literally, they eat to work. And then they work to eat. and in between they sleep. Today you could literally look at society. I mean decades ago you could have one person working and support the whole family. Today two working, survival. Next time three working. But that's a part of life, we can accept it. But the day will come and we will have many choices. And sometimes we have to learn to say, hey, how much are we going to just earn and earn and is life just earning? Which is why, let me just digress and give a little bit of glimpse of heaven. You see, on this earth, when, let's say, an architect, when he designs something, he got a few thoughts. He not only has to think about his design, he must think whether it's practical or not. He must also think whether what are the materials you want to use to fulfill that design, together with the engineer. And he must, if he has a design that is impractical or too expensive, right, he'll be unemployed. But think about it. When in heaven, and God gives you a new planet, and God says, design your heart's desire out. You say, Lord, what's the budget? No budget. What would you dream of? I tell you, the greatest creation can come from man's highest architectural ability redeemed by God. So that just gives you a glimpse of what heaven, only in heaven will man excel to his highest. On this earth, we struggle to make a living. While making a living, you hope to do something that could give you job satisfaction. While getting job satisfaction, you hope to do what is at the core of your heart that you really like to do. Which is why, you know, some managers, actually, they love to be pianists. And, you know, but they just say, oh, I can't help it, I've got to earn my money. But it's in heaven that the highest aspirations of mankind can really be developed in that world. But in times like ours, we need to understand between spiritual priorities and natural responsibilities. And where the natural eats up the spiritual, the danger signal and red flag goes up. And God is saying that in the last days we could literally live for money, live for pleasure, live for the things of this life, live like Sodom and Gomorrah, live like the people in Noah's time. We could literally do so. And that's why the covenant of the Levite, God is going to come and manifest in His Spirit. And God is going to call many people and say, come aside to me. Come and fulfill your covenant with me. Come and be holy. Come and be righteous. Come, come. And at first, those that respond, it looks like a sacrifice. But you know what? Remember all the prophecies about the well of the sinner coming to the righteous. After the covenant of the Levites respond. The Levites had no idea that later on God is going to give them all the tithes of the Israelites. They had no idea. They didn't know what God had in store. And what is the eschatological fulfillment? After the covenant of Levi has been made and the decision made, you see in the last days all those promises that talk about the wealth of the world coming into the hands of the righteous and the church in order to evangelize the world. And you know whose hands are going to fall into? The Levites. The Levites. The modern Levites. Now by Levites, it doesn't just include the fivefold ministry. Because the Bible says in the book of Revelation 1, you and I, we are all kings and priests of God. The sad thing is that God actually wanted the entire nation of Israel to be priests. In the book of Exodus chapter 19, God said,